Yes, I miss Manchester, and I was very happy to come last year to Manchester and saw the city, saw Schappi, Les Chapman, so my big friend in Manchester. Yeah, I miss Manchester. It was a big time for me as a footballer, and my son was I don't know the word. He lives 1 year. He learned the language. So it was a nice time, a big time for me.
Of course, it was the time when the club moved into a new stadium as well, so it was part of history, wasn't it?
Yeah, I play, when I come to City, I play in the new stadium, and it was a big atmosphere, and I miss the stadium, I miss the supporters from Man City, and I miss the club, yeah.
Have you been surprised how well things have gone for City since then, with the new money coming in and the new players?
Yeah, it was a big surprise, because when I played there, it was a small team, you know, with not a lot of money. So, and I go, and the big money come, and the big players come into the team. And but I think it's good for the team, for the city. Now we have two strong teams in Manchester. I think Man City is the best team. So it's good for Manchester City.
And if I said to you, what's your favourite memory? One game, or one moment, or one person? Maybe it's Chappie, I don't know.
Yeah, this is something that you one remember. Person, Les Chapman, and I think we have a good team when I played in Manchester, but we was very bad in the season, but all minutes and all games from Man City was a big memory in my heart.
So it's still the Manchester City is still in.
Yeah, when we have a Sky here in Germany, and when I have time, I watch every game from Man City. So yeah, it's my second home. You know, it was a big time for me, and and City is one of part of my heart.
Who does your son support? Is he a Bayern fan or is he a City fan?
Yes, when Bayern played against City, he have two teams in his heart. So, yeah.
Does he speak with a Manchester accent?
No, not really, but he speaks very very good English, better than my English.
And your English is very good.
I lose a lot of English, so sorry for my English.